Please be seated. If there are other youngsters who'd care to join us, you're welcome to come on down. If you feel better bringing a parent or a grandparent, that's okay too. Here we go. Good morning. You know, there are a lot of people in the Bible who have names that we're not used to saying. We're not used to pronouncing them. We don't know anyone who is named that. And one of those is a man named Melchizedek. Somebody told me earlier he needed a nickname. Maybe we should call him Mel. Melchizedek was both the king and the priest, and that was very unusual. A king would be kind of like our mayor or our governor or our president, right? And a priest would be kind of like me or Pastor Becky or Pastor Lisa or Pastor Aaron or Pastor Nancy. But you know, Mayor Barry and Governor Haslam and President Obama are not pastors. None of us are governors or mayors or presidents, are we? Well, that's the way it was even back then. Usually you had a king or a priest, but he was both. They say he was priest of the Most High God, and he was the king of peace. Now, he meets our ancestor, Abraham, who at that time was called Abram. His name got longer later on. And he gives him a series of gifts. And because of these gifts, the person who is writing the book that you just heard from, the letter to the Hebrews, says, Jesus is a priest like that. Jesus didn't fit some of the other things priests were supposed to be and do, but he said, Jesus is a priest like that. Because you know what Melchizedek brought to our ancestor, Abram? He brought bread, he brought wine, and he offered a blessing, just like we do when we have communion. No wonder he thought about Jesus, because every time the community would gather, they would do that same thing and tell the story about Jesus doing that. So I'm going to talk some more about Melchizedek and tell a little bit more of his story. And when I do, you will be able to know what I'm talking about, right? Yes, Harlan. Okay. I'll take your word for it. How about that? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us examples like Melchizedek, like Abram, and especially thank you for giving us Jesus, a high priest who is a king, who leads us, but also a pastor who prays for us. Help us to lead others to him, and help us to help others pray and experience the love of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.